WWIB, good morning. It is June 3rd. Time for the best... No. Time for First Thoughts is what we now call this. Probably been about a year since we had the best 5 minutes of the day with my brother from another mother, Jason Cans in Eau Claire. And so... Boy, hard to believe his granddaughter's going to be almost three this year. Time flies, doesn't it? It does. So enjoy your time with your little ones when you get that opportunity. All right, I'm stalling because I'm looking for getting things correct here. All right, first thoughts. I don't know. We had a couple of high school softball games yesterday. It was sectional semifinal. As you get closer to the road to Madison, the games get tougher for Chi High. A win in Division One action. 5-2 over Holman. They move on to face Marshfield. It's 4:05 on Thursday at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Meanwhile, at 4:35 tomorrow, it's McDonald and Grantsburg, two number one seeds, so that should be quite the battle there. And again, keeping our eye on the Chi High baseball team as... they've got Menominee as an opponent, and they're slated to play tomorrow. And again, all concerns about the weather, too, how that all pans out. But WOGO Sports, not only radio, but obviously with the live video stream on our WOGO Sports YouTube channel and Facebook. Again, for the softball games tomorrow, it would be Chi High on the radio and our WOGO Sports YouTube channel, and then McDonald on WOGO Facebook and our WOGO Sports YouTube channel as well. All right. All right, well, can we do a little bit of today in history? We can try. Yeah, I think the first spacewalk was this day. A number of years ago, a guy by the name of Ed White carrying it out.
Get back in.
Okay. I don't know, we're coming over the left area. Want you to come back in now.
I want to say 65. I don't have that officially in front of me. I'll be able to confirm that later. That's my guess. Also in 2011, Gunsmoke actor James Arness died at the age of 88. Arness played Marshal Matt Dillon on the CBS Western TV series for 20 years. I want to say it was on Monday nights, and my dad was a big fan. And finally, in 2016, boxing legend Muhammad Ali passed away at the age of 74. Yeah, wow. 10 years ago today, we lost the champ.
I'm going to float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. His hands can't hit what his eyes can't see.
Yeah, before the Sonny Liston fight, right? The Ali died at Phoenix Area Hospital where he was being treated for a respiratory issue that had been complicated by the Parkinson's he was diagnosed with in the 80s. He was buried in his hometown of Louisville, Kentucky. Wow, so he was diagnosed with Parkinson's in the 80s and died in 2016. Long battle with that, so... All right, and finally, at 10 before 6 on this 59-degree win at Wednesday on the WIB Wake-Up Show. For this June 3rd, our Bob Goff devotion from Live in Grace, Walk in Love. Today, love doesn't need to keep track of the outcomes. People aren't projects. Colossians 3:14 says, and over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Goff says, when my kids were young, we designated a spot on the wall in our kitchen to keep track of how fast they grew. A lot of folks do that. Each of our kids had a section, and we marked their height in pencil every few months. It was fun to see how quickly they sprang up, and it let Sweet Maria, as he calls his wife, and I know where all the food was going. Sadly for the kids, they knew this also meant we'd stand our ground about eating broccoli. That wall became a measure of progress, both for their growing bodies and for our effectiveness as parents. Well, Goff says, we all want some metrics to look at so we can see if we're making progress. That wall reminds me of the tendency we all have to know that our efforts are making a difference. We're hoping for a raise at the end of the year, a more important job title. During a fundraiser, we want to see the thermometer get filled in with a marker until we hit the goal. If you're a college student, you tally each class, credit, and semester to the ultimate goal of a degree. It's normal to want quantifiable results from our efforts. It helps us make our choices. Love, on the other hand, says Goff, resists all our attempts to measure how well it's working. Whether it's a close friend, a family member, or a young person we've taken under our wing, we love them simply because they're worthy of love. When love has an agenda, it isn't love anymore. It's just another program. We choose to give away love for no other reason than our recognition that people are worth it. People aren't projects. People are people. For us, that means that love doesn't need to keep track of how much it costs us or try to control the outcomes. Today's question: Who can you show today that you see them as a person, not a project? All right, what are you guys celebrating? Always let us know at wib.com/celebrations because we've got so many prizes at the end of the month, end of June, that, again, we'll have three different drawings. You know how it works to get the two for Jim Bob's Pizza at Market on the River, and then six different prizes that you'll pick up at Victory Coffee House and Cafe at 1632 North Broadway in Menominee, open 8 to 3 Tuesdays through Saturdays. So it is well worth it. All right. Well, let's go ahead and see what we've got at wib.com/celebrations. For instance, we don't want to forget about yesterday because Peggy Gehr lets us know about her son, Josiah, who yesterday turned 28. And she says Josiah is a wonderful husband, father of two, engineer working in Medford. Well, hope you had a great birthday yesterday, Josiah. Also, we hear from Shelley and Eau Claire about Nathan, her son Nathan Esparza's birthday, turning 13 today. Happy birthday, Nathan. Welcome to the teen years. Shelley says you'll find him out riding his bike and exploring. He's a great kid. I bet he is. Okay, so we continue to scroll up at wib.com/celebrations, looking for June 3rd. Aha, there's one. Morgan Isham tells us about Callie and says, this is my 30th birthday. I want to go out with a bang. All right, so happy birthday, Callie, as I'm understanding this here. So, yeah, those are what we got for you at wib.com/celebrations for today. And so a bunch of them for later in June, maybe even later this week. All right, via Facebook, we're learning that John Mercure, a WTMJ afternoon drive host, last I knew, used to be in TV in Milwaukee, turning 59 today. Brian Webb, 55, have called some of his kids' games at Chi High. Kayla Wicks with a birthday today. I believe she is a former Chi High athlete, if memory serves, and now looks like a mother of two. Christian Pointer, happy birthday to Christian. And Nancy Rothwell, organizer extraordinaire and a great sister in the Lord. Hey, can I just ask real quick, what do you got planned for this Saturday? Well, if you got some opening in your schedule, let me encourage you to check out the second annual Siri Strong fundraiser. Join me and many others at the excellent Rod and Gun Club. Yeah, thank you. There is a full day of activity. Now, Siri is Siri Basham. And this Siri Strong Foundation is continuing a legacy of love and light, that Siri was truly a light in a dark, dark world. Through her six-month battle with osteosarcoma, Siri was constantly smiling and her love shined through to everyone who stopped into her PQ room. Despite being in a losing battle with terminal cancer, she never gave up and never let darkness win. And so the Siri Strong Foundation aims to empower young people like Siri who want to continue shining God's light in our dark world. In honor of her, they're providing a variety of scholarships and access to programs in her memory, including scholarships for mission trips, camps, and even for sports. And so you can learn more at SiriStrong.org. It's a full day of activity, starting with the coffee bar with Toad House in excellent games, prizes, concessions, silent auction, baskets, raffles, volleyball tournament at 9. I've paid my money. It's like, put me on a team. The community lunch going on, the cookie baking competition. I'll be joining Jason Gray, and it sounds like a representative from the Ronald McDonald House in judging cookies. And some of my friends are like, I want that gig. Pretty good gig, yeah. And then the foundation presentation at 6, around the same time as the Jason Gray concert, as that'll be going on in excellent on Saturday night. So, again, check that out. Learn more at SiriStrong.org. That's SiriStrong.org. The Wib Wake Up Show on a Wednesday on WWIB.
Get ready to call 715-723-2555. For those who are calling by thinking you heard the June Dairy Month Boo, you heard the promo, recognizing our great sponsors from Culver's and telling you what to listen for. But no, that wasn't the moo. We're a little sneakier than that. You never know when that's going to appear. But we still invite you to call 715-723-2555 because what a prize we have, courtesy of Cabin Coffee Altoona, working on Tuesday trivia here on a Win It Wednesday. The question, the average cost of what is $5. The average cost of this is $5. Alvo, we had a lot of great responses yesterday, but did not get the right answer. And now folks are already ready and willing to call. So let's just dive right in.
All
good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday? Good morning, WWIB.
This is Vicky from Eau Claire.
Vicky, what do you think?
A cup of coffee.
A cup of coffee.
That was guessed, I think.
Yeah, that's been guessed a couple times in different ways. So what's your backup guess?
A breakfast sandwich.
A breakfast sandwich.
All right, good guess.
A breakfast sandwich?
It's not.
Got it. Thank you for the call. 715-723-2555. The average cost of this is $5. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Mark from Chippewa Falls.
All right, Mark, what do you think?
How about when you go get a haircut, the average cost of leaving a tip?
All right, the average cost of a tip with a haircut.
Tip.
I like the thought process there. Well thought out, but...
Sorry, Mark.
Not it. Good guess, though. Excellent guess.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it really doesn't get you anything other than Wib Wake Up Show brownie points.
But, yeah, you know, good thinking. I mean, yeah. I follow the thought process there.
For sure. Good morning, WWIB. Win It Wednesday with Caleb and Halvo on the Wib Wake Up Show. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky again.
Vicky, you got back through. What do you think?
How about a candy bar?
How about a candy bar? The average cost of this is $5. Is it a candy bar?
Though they are more expensive than they used to be.
I definitely feel my age sometimes when I look at the checkout line. It's like, that's how much that costs?
I know it.
715-723-2555. Tuesday Trivia has morphed into Win It Wednesday, as it often does. Great prize for you, courtesy of our friends at Cabin Coffee Altoona. Two full event tickets to One Fest this year. If you already have your tickets, you could bless someone else with these. We include parking with it as well. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky.
Vicky.
Wow.
You have the magic touch getting through. What do you think?
A bottle of pop.
A bottle of pop. The average cost of this is $5. Bottle of pop.
All right.
It's not. Thank you. 715-723-2555. Phone lines temporarily open. 715-723-2555.
They want the clue, Caleb.
They do want the clue. That'll come back in about 20 minutes or so here after 745 if we don't get a winner. We're talking with our friend Farmer John from Govins at 815. So
strawberry picking.
Yeah, it's going to be that season. Three guesses left. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Madeline Laird from Cornell.
Hey, Madeline, what do you think?
Bag of chips.
A bag of chips. They come in different sizes. Is the average cost of a bag of chips $5? And how much air are you actually paying for? Havel, did Madeline get it?
She didn't. But, you know, it reminded me of that saying. Well, who invented
that?
The whole idea of all that in a bag of chips will get you, right? Was that the chips industry or what?
I don't know, but it's a great saying.
It is.
All right. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky.
Vicky. Fourth time's the charm, maybe.
Wow,
what do you
Vicky.
Think?
How about baked goods, like a muffin?
Like a muffin. The average cost of this is $5. Is it a muffin? Maybe a good homemade muffin? They have some of those at Cabin Coffee.
Uh-huh. That's not it.
Not it. Thank you. 715-723-2555. We're going to eeny, miny, moe this thing because we have one guest left. Otherwise, we come back after 745 and give a clue. Good morning. You are a dial tone. All right. 715-723-2555. One last guess here. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sherry, and I'm calling from Whitehall.
Hey, Sherry, what do you think?
I mean, is it the cost of doing a load at a laundromat?
The cost of doing a load at a laundromat? That's actually been guessed, believe it or not. As specific as it is, it's been guessed. So do you have a backup guess?
How much the cost? Overnight parking at a parking ramp.
Okay,
good backup.
We've had some parking guesses, but overnight parking, good job thinking on your feet. Is that what it is?
Is it not
overnight parking? It is not. Thank you so much for all the calls. We will come back after 7:45. We will give you another shot at this with a clue. Saluting our farmers and dairy industry, our local Culvers of Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Lake Halley, and Rice Lake. Congratulations to our latest June Dairy Month winner, Beth from Eau Claire.
Win It Wednesday on the Wib Wake Up Show and a pair of tickets to One Fest courtesy of Cabin Coffee in Altoona on the line.
And we do have a clue for you. So this is what we've been working on, this question. The average cost of what is $5? The average cost of this is $5. 715-723-2555. Pavel, what's the first clue here?
The first clue is this is not something you find in a store. Not something you would buy in a store.
All right. Not something you buy in a store. The average cost of this is $5. $1,000. 715-723-2555. Someone was calling and then hung up, so I'm wondering if maybe that clue threw them off with their guess. 715-723-2555. This is not something you find in a store. The average cost of this is $5. 715-723-2555 to call in and guess for your chance to win on a Win It Wednesday. And what a great prize. Two full event tickets to One Fest plus parking, courtesy of one of our great One Fest coverage sponsors, Cabin Coffee Altoona. Make a stop there and let Joe and Kelly and their staff know you appreciate their support as an advertiser here on WWIB. Good morning, WWIB. Win It Wednesday with Caleb and Halvo on the WIB Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky.
Vicky, go ahead.
How about a kilowatt of energy from XL?
All right. A kilowatt of energy from XL. The average cost of this is $5. Not something you find in a store following the clues, but...
Not it.
Not it. Thank you, Vicky. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. The average cost of this is $5, $5. What could it be? Not something you find or buy in a store. Not something you find or buy in a store. 715-723-2555 for your chance to win these two OneFest tickets.
We'll be talking to Farmer John from Govins coming up after 8:15, getting ready for strawberry picking. And so if we don't get it this time,
got
another
an hour
clue.
Wait.
Yeah.
Another clue. There will be another clue. Yeah. There will be another clue forthcoming.
And maybe people will need that. I don't know.
The average cost of this of what is $5? 715-723-2555. Your first clue. This is not something you find in a store. Find or buy in a store. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jan from Colfax.
Hi, Jan.
What do you think, Jan?
How about a pool pass?
How about a pool pass?
Good
great
idea.
Great time to get one of those.
Yeah.
Halvo? Did Jan get it?
That's a great guess. That's not it.
Not it. Thank you so much, Jan. Yeah, that's probably about what it costs, right?
Uh-huh.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Judy, and I'm calling from Augusta.
Hi, Judy. Judy from Augusta. What do you think?
I believe it's paid parking.
Paid parking.
That's been guessed.
Yeah, some different parking guesses, so we'll give you a backup guess, Judy.
Anything else, Judy, come to mind?
Let's see. Some type of service.
And do you want to be more specific with that?
Let me think. Nothing's coming to mind. I'm sorry.
No service. Problem.
We'll
no
just
problem.
Say service.
But all right.
Service isn't it.
715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Trayton from Stanley.
Hey, Trayton, what do you think?
Is it a book?
Is it a book? The average cost of this is $5. Is it a book? Halvo, did Trayton get it?
Good guess, buddy. That's not it.
Not it. All right. 715-723-2555. I think we can sneak in a couple more guesses. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky.
All right, Vicky.
How about a parking ticket?
A parking ticket. The average cost of this is $5. Is it a parking ticket? It's not. Thank you, Vicky.
They've kind of gone up a little bit. Haven't got one recently, but I can tell you they have.
All right, last guest this hour. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Mark from Chippewa Falls.
All right, Mark.
What do you think?
How about like the cost of a ride at an amusement park?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, sure. Well
there you
thought
go.
Out
You're
once
thinking.
Again. The average cost of this, $5. We said it's not something you find in a store. Average cost of a ride at an amusement park, but...
Not it. Sorry.
Not it. All right. So stay tuned. Coming back after 8:45, we will give you another clue and another chance at winning these OneFest tickets, courtesy of Cabin Coffee Altoona.
It's June, and that means we are approaching strawberry season, and that means Farmer John's on the line from Govins Farm in Menominee. Farmer John, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to strawberry season.
Strawberry season's not quite here yet, unless you're the grower, and then it's in full swing getting ready.
Absolutely, and again, acres and acres of strawberries will be available at Govins. It takes time, all good things do. What's the crop looking like this year? I know ups and downs in weather every year, but as you preview that, well, how are things shaping up so far?
I think things are looking good. You know, with the cool that we had in early April, it gave us a real scare. But now the weather's warmer than average, and we're catching up. And I don't think I've ever seen so many blossoms, and blossoms turn into strawberries. The struggle we have right now is we're having to water them because nature's not cooperating with water of its own.
Well, according to that forecast, it looks like you're going to get some help over these next couple of days. So,
I hope so. Mm-hmm. And I hope we get the hay up before it rains.
Now, you offer a variety of options, though, when it gets to, and it wouldn't be bad, even though we're not right for picking yet, for people to be planning, like, to get out there and pick, or you can get the pre-picked, or else you've got stands in Eau Claire and elsewhere.
We've got stands in, we've got a stand in Eau Claire. I think we'll be at Bullwinkle's again this year. We've got a stand in North Menominee at the Senex Station. We'll be back in New Richmond, at just south of New Richmond, on days that we've got enough fruit to be able to go to New Richmond, and we're hoping to have a spot in Hudson.
Fantastic. Farmer John from Govins Farm in Menominee joins us, G-O-V-I-N-S, govinsfarm.com. They've got a strawberry festival coming up Saturday, June 20th and Sunday, June 21st. So all the information there is at govinsfarm.com as well. That is going to be a phenomenal event. Once again, live music added this year. Great event for the whole family. John, do you have any sort of a guesstimate as far as when strawberry season might kick off? A lot of times we kind of say around mid-June or so. I know it's a short season, and folks need to stay up to date on your website and social media, because once that season starts, it doesn't last a real long time typically.
Julie is a pretty good prognosticator, and she's thinking around June 17th.
All right. Well, we'll see how accurate Julie is this year.
She's usually within a day or two. And the thing that happens with the strawberries is we think we've got until June 17th. But if the sun shines and the days are warm, it can change in a matter of days.
Well, we're going to be optimistic that it's going to be a great strawberry season. And, I was looking at govinsfarm.com for the strawberry festival. And check that out. Boy, you guys do it up big, right?
Julie does it up big, and I help out as much as I can.
Gotcha.
There you go. Seeing some of the features there, including great strawberry-themed concessions, sheep herding demonstration, live music, of course, the giant slide, mini golf, paintball, yard game, strawberry picking, craft and vendor show, again, Saturday, June 20th and Sunday, June 21st, 9 to 3 each day. govinsfarm.com, G-O-V-I-N-S, govinsfarm.com. Farmer John, we'll chat with you again soon, but we are looking forward to that strawberry season, and we'll stay tuned with you for updates. And again, folks can make sure they follow you online and social media as well, so they are ready for when the strawberries are ripe.
Well, thanks for giving me a call this morning, and it's always a pleasure to speak with you.
Thanks, John.
Yes, indeed, our friend Farmer John from Govins Farm in Menominee. Support local, G-O-V-I-N-S, govinsfarm.com.
Winner Wednesday of the WIB Wake Up Show with a pair of OneFest tickets on the line, courtesy of our good friends at Cabin Coffee in Altoona.
This is your last chance to win this morning, this Win It Wednesday edition of the WIB Wake Up Show. The question we've been working on since yesterday at 7:45 is this. The average cost of what is $5? The average cost of this is $5. Your chance to win those OneFest tickets with parking courtesy of Cabin Coffee Altoona. If you can answer this, 715-723-2555. First clue we gave you is this is not something you find or buy in a store.
Yeah, that was the first clue. And now clue number two is the cost of this has skyrocketed over the years.
All right. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lauren from Oliva.
Hi, Lauren.
What do you think?
Is it a car wash?
Is it a car wash? The average cost of this $5 car wash?
Sorry, Lauren.
Not it. Thank you for the call. 715-723-2555. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky from Eau Claire.
Vicky, try number seven today. What do you got for us? Bad connection.
You got a bad connection, Vicky. You're going to have to call back if you could. 715-723-2555. We're not going to be able to tell if you were right or wrong, so try calling back. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Mark from Chippewa Falls.
I'm Mark.
What do you think?
How about a newspaper?
A newspaper.
All right. That's true. The costs have gone up on that. That's for sure.
Is that it?
Not
it. Thank you. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Gloria from Barron.
Hey, Gloria. What do you think?
A kid's lemonade stand.
Oh, that's a great guess.
Kid's lemonade stand. And a lot of times they have the add-on items now, too. It's lemonade, but then they've got, you know, might have crackers or candy bars or something homemade.
Yep.
Is that what it is? It's not, but a great guess, Gloria. Thank you.
That was one of the things you did for the kindness jar one month.
It was, yeah. Giving some big tips at lemonade stands.
Those kids had to be surprised.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Tammy. I'm calling from...
somewhere.
Tammy, are you still there?
Oh, no.
Tammy, your big moment to win OneFest tickets. Are you still there? Oh, we lost her. All right. Call us back. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky from O'Connor.
All right, Vicky, better signal here.
Go ahead.
How about a convenience fee for buying tickets online?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's good thinking.
Good thought process. Is it a convenience fee for buying tickets online? It's not. Again, the average cost of this is $5, $5. This is not something that you find or buy in a store, and the cost has really gone up over the years. 715-723-2555. Three guesses left this morning. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Brittany from Fall Creek.
Hi, Brittany.
Go ahead.
Is it a matinee movie ticket?
Matinee movie ticket. I sure enjoy the $5 Tuesdays at Mike on Cinemas. I guess that's for everybody, not just matinee. Matinee movie ticket, $5.
Good guess.
Not it. Thank you so much for the call from Fall Creek. Two guesses left, 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Caleb and Mark. This is Linda from Chippewa.
Hi, Linda.
Fire away, Linda.
Well, I was almost going to guess what the other lady guessed, the digital fee, but I'm thinking maybe possibly from a farmer's market truck, like a container of berries.
A container of berries, fresh from a farmer's market truck. Is that what it is? Good, well thought out guess, but
sorry,
not it. All right, last guess. Last guess here on a Win It Wednesday. Can we get a winner on a Win It Wednesday? It is all up to this person. Good morning. What is your name? Where are you calling from, please?
Good morning. This is Tammy from Eau Claire.
All right, Tammy. What you got through?
Okay. Is it the purchase of cell phone apps?
Cell phone apps. Okay. Cell phone apps.
The purchase of them.
Again, we said this is not something you find or buy in a store, so that would track. We said the cost has really gone up over the years. The average cost of this is $5. Is it a cell phone app?
That's not.
It's not. Thank you so much, Tammy. All right. Another clue forthcoming tomorrow morning after 7:15. Tuesday trivia to win it Wednesday, to try it again Thursday. We'll give you another shot at this to win those OneFest tickets, full event, a pair of them, courtesy of Cabin Coffee Altoona.